This morning's public reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 5. If you desire to follow, please take your copy of God's Word. John, chapter 5, this morning. I'm going to be picking up in verses 32 and following. Verses 32 down to verse 47. I had to be corrected last week. I mistakenly thought that we were looking at the continuation of the woman at the well conversation with Jesus when I had my chapters mixed up. We're actually dealing here with the healing of the man at the pool of Bethesda and the commotion that it now has caused. And Jesus now is in a very intense conversation back and forth with those who witnessed the miracle and them finding fault that he did the miracle on the Sabbath when he should have done it on a different day. They're taking issue with him, let alone this man's healed. That's a side issue that they didn't want to even touch. They were more concerned of Jesus breaking the Sabbath as they understood how the Sabbath was to be observed. Verse 32. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnessed of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bore witness unto the truth. But I received not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father had given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father had sent me. And the Father himself, which had sent me, had borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape, and ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he had sent, him ye believe not. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. For they are they that testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. But can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor of God that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Please be seated. And may God bless his word. Now I find this portion very ironic because we're dealing with the same subject to a certain degree in our current series in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, chapter 28, verses 23 and 24, we find Paul using his only reference, and that reference was the Old Testament and the writings that are contained in the Old Testament. The law, the prophets, and the writings, or the Psalms, if you will. Isn't that amazing how this dovetailed in this morning's current series where we're now currently at in Acts chapter 28? You can pick that up in verses, first off in verse 39. Notices Jesus' command to his audience, which is taking issue with him healing a man on the Sabbath. He tells them by command, not, you know, a multiple choice suggestion, search the Scriptures. What Scriptures? None of the New Testament, beloved, was even on the radar at this time. Jesus has not even gone to the cross, nor was he buried, nor has he ascended back to the Father. This is in the beginning of his ministry. And he's telling his audience, if you don't believe me, who I am, my credentials, if you will, and the proof of those credentials by me working my Father's works before you, like the healing of this man. then search the scriptures. Search the scriptures. Verse 38, and ye have not my Father's words abiding in you, for whom the Father has sent, him ye believe not. So notice, if you're not willing to receive the testimony of God's word, don't call yourself a Christian. If you reject the written word, then you will inevitably be rejecting the living word who once walked amongst us. It gets even more dicey in verses 45. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, notice, in whom you claim you trust. Notice, for had ye believed Moses. Now Moses was not alive. They could not converse with Moses. But Moses was still speaking through Genesis to Deuteronomy at that time. For had ye believed Moses, notice, ye would believe me, notice, for he wrote of me. Now that's interesting. You know why? Liberal theologians who claim to be Christians, the liberal kind, will advocate that Moses was not educated enough to even write. That when you read Genesis to Deuteronomy, you're actually reading something that was composed centuries later by a bunch of rabbis, and then they stamped Moses' authorship on that. For he wrote of me. You know something? I believe Jesus versus any liberal theologian. Now that's a freebie right there. Next time someone tells you Moses was not literate enough or educated enough to write the first five books of the Bible, take them to Jesus. But if ye believe not his writings, emphasizing again, how shall ye believe my words? So notice how Jesus continually made reference with his audience to the scriptures. He's telling us the scriptures were pointing to him. Did you also pick this up? Look at verses 36. Now go back to John 4. John 4. Watch this. I don't know whether you caught this. Let me see here. I must work the works of him that sent me. Look at that. Okay, go back to John 5 in that verse 36. But I have a greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father had given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father had sent me. And then when the men came back with the food and the woman had walked away, look at John chapter 4 and verse 34. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. I find that a beautiful cross-reference. What else do we find in this John 5 that is of interest? Look at verses 42. But I know ye, that ye have not the love of God in you. Can you imagine how that must have felt when they heard that? Verse 38. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, you're rejecting. So notice the importance when it comes to salvation. Notice the importance of what words you're hearing, and what words are you trusting in? The Jews at this time were hearing the words of their religious leaders as the religious leaders interpreted their words to their liking. Jesus comes on the scene, giving his Father's words without revision, without any interpretation, just the straight words of his father. And those were words of life. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Isn't that amazing? He said to them, John was this blazing light. Notice verse 35. Notice the fickleness of people. He, John, was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season. A season. Beloved, that should also spark your memory under my teaching. The second ground hearer only lasted for a season. Just a duration of time. Okay? Those in 1 John 2 who were once members of the church. 2 Peter 2 says these false teachers prior to them leaving once feasted amongst you. They hung around for a season. Notice how fickle. These are the same people that are going to welcome Jesus triumphantly in the city of Jerusalem a few years later, and then in a few hours later demand his blood. Notice how fickle professing Christians can be. Fair weather Christians. As long as you make them happy and glad and you do not upset them, you do not cause their minds to think beyond a sliver of paper, they're with you. But once you demand that they think deep, they'll walk away. They can't tolerate truth. That's what Jesus here is telling them. That is chilling. I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. And the reason why they had not the love of God in them is because they did not have the word of God abiding in them. And thus they responded the way they did. But then finally, the importance again of the referencing back to the Old Testament. Even Jesus relied upon the Old Testament. And Jesus has told you twice that Moses wrote what he wrote. He was literate. He was raised in Pharaoh's court for 40 years. He had one of the best educations that Egypt could afford. Well, may God choose to bless his word. Amen.